Darren, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. Thank you for joining me again. If it's your first time, extra special welcome to you, and I hope that you enjoy the show, hope you get some benefit from it. Maybe you're listening because your loved one or a friend has diabetes and you want to find out how you can help them, then thank you so much for caring enough for them to spend your time doing this. Maybe you've got diabetes and you've been meaning to look into it more, and over this lockdown period you've started to take it more seriously. Then fantastic to have you on board listening here, and I hope it's going to help you to stay in control and actually to beat diabetes, to be in the driving seat of it, whether you have type 1 or type 2 for that matter. How's your week been? I hope it's been a fantastic one. The first week of July, we've had some mixed weather here in the UK, but I had a real milestone for me in my project that I've been getting on with over the lockdown period. I've shared on here, and I've also shared actually in the Health Triangle magazine in the article that I did last month, or a month before last actually, where I gave the progress report on my garden railway that I am building, and I've made some pointers from that on lessons you could learn about your diabetes from my experience with building my garden railway. So if you haven't seen that article, do go and get it. You can get the backdated issues of Health Triangle magazine by subscribing to that magazine on UK Health Radio's website, and I think you'll find that there's some great articles on there. I do a couple of articles. I do one on foot health because I'm a podiatrist, and the other on diabetes because I'm passionate about helping people with diabetes, largely because I've got it in my family with a daughter with type 1, and also because being a podiatrist, we see the effect it has, the devastating effect it can have on the lower limbs. And I'm passionate about trying to help you to prevent having an amputation, prevent diabetic foot problems that can lead to that unfortunate and usually unnecessary event in someone's life. So what have I been up to? Well, this week I have actually got the first bit of proper track laid. And yes, I went for the most difficult piece first, which is, and any of you who model railways at all, and I guess on real life ones as well, the most difficult place to lay track down is in a tunnel. So I've got a tunnel which is, it's about two arm lengths long. Now you can imagine why it's two arm lengths long. Yep. Because Murphy's Law states that if you're going to be running a model railway, something is going to derail at the furthest possible point where you just can't reach it. So if your tunnel is two arms lengths long and you can get one arm in at one end and then you can go around and get the arm in, other arm in the other end, then there is no way that something is going to get derailed and you can't reach it. Anyway, so I'm really excited that I've actually got that track laid down there. It's been a really fantastic weekend. Not only for that reason, the other reason it's been a fantastic weekend is because we are coming out of lockdown. Things have been eased up a bit, and we had an amazing time. My daughter and her husband, both of them have their birthdays this week. My daughter's was actually today, and we had them. They came down from Norwich. We haven't seen them since Christmas time. I think they were due to come down and then lockdown happened. So it was just so nice that they could make the effort to come down and see us. And my passion is, as I say, doing, well, apart from helping people with diabetes, my passion as a hobby is model trains. My daughter is very handy as well, and she spent pretty much a day and a half, I would say, decorating her own birthday cake. She is trying to start a business as a baker and cake decorator, and she does some beautiful, beautiful work. And she spent hours on this cake, learning some new techniques, which she intends putting into practice for other people. And her cake was like the guinea pig one, if you like. But it came out absolutely beautifully. It was so, so gorgeous. She's a geographer, but her degree, she got a first in geography and international development. And her cake, actually, the features of it were that on the top tier, there's a three tier cake, the top tier. Why am I talking about cakes on Diabetes Show, by the way? Hopefully, it's not going to cause any of you to stumble. Anyway, the top tier had a fault line in it, which exposed marble below, which she did some marbling effect, which was really, really impressive. Blueberries on top, that was the healthy part, blueberries on top. Then the next tier, she's going to kill me because I can't remember what the next tier was. Next tier was just a relatively plain on the surface. It was beautiful inside, he hastens to add. And then the bottom tier had a like a geode made. She'd made these crystals, dare I say this on the Diabetes Show, crystals out of sugar, but had implanted them into a piece of a cake that had been cut out to make it look like a geode. And it was beautiful, really, really beautiful. The icing actually was very... what was the name of it? I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't that sweet, which was good news. And I was very disciplined on how much I ate, you'll be pleased to know. Anyway, I don't want to go on about cakes too much, probably have done already on the Diabetes Show. You know, it's good to really be having all things in moderation, and to really know that actually, you know what, if it's a special day like that, yeah, a mouthful of cake here or there isn't going to be too much of a problem for most people. You should know what it does to your limits, so you should be testing and double checking so you know what you can get away with on very, very occasional times. Hopefully you haven't got too big a family. I've got quite a big family, so there's quite often opportunities to have cake, and sometimes I decline, and occasionally I'll have just a token piece to really just show willing. But it was a lovely weekend we had together with them, and they're now on their way back up to Norwich as I record this a little bit late in the day. So lockdown is on its way out. That's the point I want to make, and you are hopefully being able to spend a bit more time with your loved ones. And I just want to ask you the question, have you got a loved one in your life who is your diabetes sweet spot buddy? You know, we talk about the diabetes sweet spot here, and for those of you that are new, the diabetes sweet spot is where you have the knowledge of what the diabetes can do to you. You have that part of the equation, if you like. Then you also have an awareness of your own particular risks. Okay, so you are aware of how certain foods might affect you. You are aware of what problems you've got maybe with your feet. You've got aware of your HbA1c. You're aware of the risk factors in your life associated with your diabetes. And then the final part of the equation is that you actually do something about it. You act upon it in the right way, appropriate way, and at the right time. There's no point acting on it too late once the horse has bolted. You want to act on it before there's a problem. So the diabetes sweet spot is the safest possible place you can live in with diabetes. And do go to my book to read more on that if you want to. It's called Undefeated by Diabetes. And it really is just a one-stop place for you to go to keep your feet healthy for life. It's a step-by-step guide to help you to keep your feet healthy for life. But actually, many of the principles can actually be put into your life in general with diabetes to help you to live in more better control. So that is what the diabetic sweet spot is. The diabetic sweet spot buddy, of course, is a loved one, a person in your life who is not going to shy away from telling you off, but who will also be an encouragement. Somebody who is going to hold you accountable and encourage you on your walk with diabetes. Not your walk with diabetes just carrying on, eating the same old things, not exercising, but with your walk in the future, how you're going to change. It's a buddy who is going to make a difference in your life, and maybe you'll make a difference in their life. It should be a two-way thing, but you can actually help them as they help you. So sometimes it's very good to meet up with somebody who has got diabetes, and that is something which Undefeated plans on doing much more of in the coming months as we come out of lockdown, with meetings and with setting up groups and buddy system to be able to help support each other in this fight against living out of control with diabetes, so that you can actually live in control with it. Talking of my daughter coming down and having missed her and enjoyed seeing her this time, later in this week we're actually going down to see my eldest daughter, her husband, and their baby, my granddaughter, who we haven't seen since March. So we're going to see some big changes in her, and we have certainly been missing them very, very much. We are going to listen to a song now, which is called Missing You. The artist is John Waite. It's a song from back in the 80s, I believe. And then afterwards, we're going to have some of the news items that I can find.
Every time I think of you, and
John Waite and Missing You. And I'm sure there's many of you who've been missing people during the lockdown period, but thankfully it's beginning to come to an end and we'll be able to see people again, and soon we'll be able to hug them, and life will be back to normal, or maybe even better than normal. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, and at this point in the show, I'm just going to go through some of the news items that I have found, just skimming over them on diabetes.co.uk's website, on Diabetes Times website. I'm just going to skim through them, and then you can look into them in more detail if you would like to. So the first one actually is linked a little bit to that whole missing you theme and lockdown, and that is that a link has been found between prolonged bouts of loneliness and smoking. Apparently, loneliness does make giving up smoking a lot harder. So another reason for having that sweet spot buddy, somebody who will not let you get lonely and who will be able to speak to you, be it over the phone or be it on video call or be it hopefully soon in the pub or wherever it might be that you like to spend some time. Next item, if you're over in America, this is quite shocking. The amount of money that was spent on advertising sugary drinks and energy beverages in the USA. This report actually relates to 2018. And the amount was, wait for it, £1 billion spent on advertising things that really are not good for us. So you might want to look into that, particularly if you are living in America, although I'm pretty sure that a lot of the Western countries have pretty big budgets for advertising things like that anyway as well. And that links in rather nicely, if I can say the word nicely, relating to this, to a study which has been done by the University of Bristol, where they have found that children as young as 8 are showing signs that they could be susceptible to developing type 2 diabetes later in life. There were 4,000 children monitored for the study, and this looked at genetic risk score to determine each child's type 2 diabetes risk. And then they had their bloods taken aged 8, 16, 18, and 25. The lead researcher, Dr. Joshua Bell, said, "We knew that type 2 diabetes doesn't develop overnight. What we didn't know is how early in life the first signs of disease activity become visible and what these early signs look like." I won't go through the whole article, but the findings found that the young people who were deemed to be at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes had low levels of good cholesterol and high levels of bad cholesterol. And then as they grew into adolescence, chemicals associated with chronic inflammation increased. Do have a read of that article. Next one is something dear to my heart because it's talking about 3D insoles, printed insoles, helping prevent foot ulcers in people with diabetes. It's something which I'm a great believer in, is that the feet of someone where there's pressure points, where there's ways that the feet are shearing as you walk, causing friction, that those areas of high pressure and friction can be altered, changed, offloaded by the use of special insoles. And this article here seems to suggest that that is definitely the case. So that is good news. And if you haven't, by the way, had your feet ever checked, then do look into it. Again, get my book, have a read on it in there. If you want to come and see me in person, then by all means do. We have a podiatry practice in London. There's actually a hotel just over the road from us, which, of course, when they are, I think it's open already, actually, just at the moment. But you could come and stay there and come and visit us. Failing that, if you can find a good podiatrist near you, then go and see them and get your feet checked out and see if something like that might help you. But I'd be more than happy to see you myself. Our website is www.circlepodiatry.co.uk. Circlepodiatry.co.uk, and I look forward to hopefully seeing some of you soon. I'm going to skim through the next ones. There's a gout treatment which was thought to be effective on diabetes, kidney disease. Apparently that has now been shown to not be effective. And then there's an article on obesity raising dementia risk in women by 31%. And then finally, metformin has been found to reduce the female death rates among those with COVID-19. So that's a particularly topical subject at the moment. Do go and have a look at those articles if you're interested in any of them. Those are all on the diabetes.co.uk website. And then the final one on there is fatty liver disease increases the risk of COVID-19 severity. And this might spark some interest in some of you, because actually this study suggests that obesity in itself doesn't increase the risk, but that if your liver fat is more than 10%, then your risk is increased of more serious coronavirus complications. And then there were a couple of good ones as well on diabetestimes.co.uk as well, particularly regarding the Freestyle Libre monitor, a blood glucose monitor. First one of those is, it's saying that it reduces type 2 diabetes HbA1c levels. And then the second point about it is that it actually helps people with type 1 diabetes have a less risk of diabetes ketoacidosis related hospital admissions. Well, that's all the news items I'm going to be sharing this week. Hopefully that's whet your appetites and you're going to go rushing off. Well, not don't go rushing off and leave the show, but afterwards go and check out those websites if there's any of those that you want to read up on a little bit more information, because I only had time to scrape the surface, of course. So we're going to listen to a song right now. It's going to be by the Spice Girls and it is entitled Stop. Hope you enjoy it. Get those feet tapping.
You just walk in, I make you smile. It's cool, but you don't even know me. You take an inch, I run a mile. Can't win, you're always right behind me. And we know that you could go. Too
That, of course, was the Spice Girls and Stop. Please don't stop listening. We're about to get our guests on the show. And I say guests because we have two guests, not just one today. You're listening to UK Health Radio, and this is the Foot Health Show. My name is Peter Olsen. And let me welcome to the show my two guests for this week, Honey Lancaster-James and Anna Hill. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on the show, Anna and Honey. Honey, you are TV and radio psychologist, amongst other things, presenter, media commentator, etc. And Anna, you're the Senior Vice President of Weight Watchers UK. Yeah? Great. Yeah. Great to have you on. Now, first of all, I've got to ask, because I asked you to choose a couple of songs, and Honey, I think you chose Stop Right Now by the Spice Girls.
Oh, well, you've got to love a bit of Spice Girls, girl power and all of that. And it's one of those tracks that always gets me moving, you know. I can't help but move to it. And I think that's why I love it, because at the moment we all need a bit of motivation to get us moving, don't we?
We do, absolutely. So that's a good choice. So
as well, there's hand actions that you can do, so even if you're stuck at home, you can move a little bit to it.
Absolutely. Last week we had You've Got to move it on, which is another one. I'll get all the listeners moving before we get into the interview. So anyway, we'll get on to your choice at the end, Anna, okay? Don't feel left out. Lockdown has impacted us in many ways. Don't know about you, but my wallet is a little bit thinner. My bank balance is definitely emptier. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk a little bit about other ways it's impacted us. And I thought maybe, Anna, you could just share a little bit, because Weight Watchers WW, whichever you prefer to be called, have done some research into the effects of lockdown, I believe. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, of course I can. So yes, we're called WW now, which was Weight Watchers. We rebranded nearly 2 years ago. And the reason we did was because to move away from just being associated with weight loss. We wanted to make sure that people understood it's about your whole wellness. So about your mental health, your physical health, and your nutrition. And all of that will impact your weight. But it has to be connecting up your total wellness. Mm. And therefore, we commissioned this research with YouGov because we know that throughout this lockdown, it has been about looking at all of those aspects of people's lives, looking at what they've been eating, what they have around food, but also what they've been doing from an activity perspective, which ultimately is less. And then what their mindset is, which has been all of us really anxious at times, you know, a bit of a roller coaster. Mm. So we wanted to kind of put our, our product, I guess, to the test to say, you know, what is the feeling out there amongst the UK population? And without a doubt, what we've seen is because of the stress and anxiety that people are feeling, that people have put on weight, that people are doing less activity. And it just goes to prove you need everything to work together to be able to get into some kind of balance. So what we were surprised by is the amount of people, nearly half the people surveyed had put on weight, and the amount of anxiety that people feel. We weren't surprised that people are anxious, because I mean it's obvious. And the amount of inactivity that's been going on. But the really exciting thing is that there is a real desire to change. You know, people are registering this. And a lot of people from our side of the thing are already doing something about it, because the amount of people signing up to WW, the app, has been phenomenal. Wow. Because people are saying, hopefully it's coming to an end. I now need to start to really focus on my health and wellness. Mm. So it's been a really interesting report. It confirms what we know, but it definitely, we were surprised by the volume, the numbers that were coming back to us.
Okay. Well, was that just a random group of people, or was it your clients that you were surveying? Was it?
No. So we reached out to over 3,000 UK population people. Okay. in the UK. So it was a broad group of people to see what their behaviours were.
So it could even be 50% know they've put on weight, and the other 50% aren't admitting it, or they don't know whether they have even. It could be 100% have put on weight.
It could be. I think, I mean, in a way, you wonder whether it's underestimated, because yeah. I think most people I know kind of go, yeah, I probably have put on weight, you know, because it's just our habits have changed. And that's what it's really important to us. Is WW is about creating healthy habits and creating some structure and some routine. You can eat anything. but it's in moderation, and it's knowing what you're eating and keeping an eye on it. Yeah. And then doing the exercise and the time out for yourself to get your head in the right space. And we know one of the biggest problems is routine's gone. Right. You know, you don't get up, get dressed, showered, get in the car, go to work. You're getting up at different times. The kids are in your way. You're in the kids' way. You're eating later. Everything's gone to put.
Yeah.
So the routine's gone. And that's really important to have some kind of routine to help create healthy habits.
Great. Thank you very much for that. One of the things, of course, that's happened from this is that some people just probably couldn't give a hoot, and they you know, I've put on some weight, they don't bother what they look like or anything. But a lot of people, I think that survey identified, have got a real sort of negative self-image of themselves now. So honey, having a negative self-image, how can that affect us? How bad is it for us?
Well, I think one of the problems with it is that once you get into that negative mindset about yourself, that can be very demotivating. And we get into kind of a critical inner voice where we're telling ourselves, oh, you've put on, or you've sat around, you've not done enough. And that almost serves to, we then act in a way that serves to confirm that information that we're giving ourselves about ourselves. So actually, that's why it's so important that we surround ourselves by supportive others. And I've always said this, that all the studies show that if you have a goal, if you want to get well, if you want to get healthy, if you want to think about your weight, it's really important that you join a kind of helpful, supportive community. Even if that means online, even if it's a virtual community, we know that social support from other people really helps us achieve our goals. Mm. And so what's really, I think, helpful about what WW are doing is that they've not just sort of gone, right, here's our survey, let's put it out there and talk about this and motivate people because we know we need to get healthy. They're also saying, look, we've put our meetings online, we've put our workshops online, you can still connect with other people who've got the same goals as you. We've put a digital app there that's already been there, but we know that we need that kind of coach in our pocket to kind of help us check in with our own behaviours. And that's all going to help us keep our behavioural goals in mind and change our behaviour so that we can actually achieve those goals. That's so vital and so key. And I think the other thing is that we're better educated now about the links between the mind and the body. The two go so hand in hand, where if our mental state is good, if our emotional state is good, we know we tend to engage in more healthy behaviours, better eating behaviours, more exercise, more socialising. And similarly, if we're doing those things, if we're getting more exercise, if we're eating well, if we're sleeping well, that all has a knock-on effect to our mood, and it reduces anxiety, it reduces symptoms of depression. So you can't have one without the other. Mm. It's not just about physical health, it's about mental health. And it isn't just about mental health, it's also about physical health. And I think that is something that, you know, this whole process the last few months has made us more aware than ever, because we know, for example, that our mental health and having social support also boosts our immune system. Mm. And that, of course, is really key at this time. So I really welcomed this research because I thought, here is a piece of research that not only shows that people are aware that they've been a little bit less healthy than ever before, but also that they're motivated to do something about it. And here's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, so it's a bit like a bit of a sort of vicious circle almost. So you started off with the anxiety of COVID and the stress relating to work or lack of work or whatever.
Yes.
Then
yes.
You start the physical side of it, and then you realise that the physical side's had effects, and you get into the emotional side of it again.
Absolutely. They're all so interlinked. And I think at this time, you know, there's been so much stress, so much anxiety. People are still very stressed. You know, even as we come out of lockdown, people are worried about their families, they're worried about their home life, they're worried about their jobs. And I think what really is key is that we don't then also kind of end up with weight problems or health problems to worry about as well. So this is why it needs to be so at the front of everybody's agenda. Health, both mental health and physical health, is so important more than ever before, and you can't ignore it.
Mm. Well, hopefully we're, you know, now lockdown is coming out a bit, we can hopefully address this and have a positive outlook on it and get a bit of hope for the future. Anna, I believe that the stats also had some from the research, had some aims of people following lockdown, things that people were aiming for. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So basically, although we saw that a lot of people have put on weight and a lot of people are less active, we've also seen that nearly half the people wanted to do something about it. So they wanted to do more activity and they wanted to focus on their weight. So over 40% of people wanted to do something about their weight, which is really welcoming. I believe that this is not new. I think they've probably been thinking about this for the past few weeks, because we're seeing a massive momentum of people signing up to the app to give them that support of helping them, you know, manage their health and wellness.
Okay.
So that's the really positive thing, is that people have suffered, but people, because of this pandemic, has really magnified the fact that your health and well-being is so critical. I think people are saying, well, hang on, what's the best way for me to, you know, look after myself is to focus on myself. So that's really great. And what we've managed to do is, and other companies too, I think the gyms have responded really well, and other organizations, is to put on easily accessible, you know, exercise classes, content, to kind of keep people as active as they can be. So you don't have to lose that routine. You can do your yoga at home.
Yeah.
You know, through us, you can join different fitness classes, and we make sure we provide it for people that are mobile all the way through to people that are very mobile. We do Pilates, meditation, yoga, lots of different activity that's totally part of your membership, so that we can help keep people kind of focused on their minds and their bodies, which is really important. And as I say, gyms are doing that. Joe Wicks has done that really, really well. Yeah. So I think what it's done is it's pushed business to think differently about their customers and respond in a really exciting way, that in a way, if this didn't happen, I'm not sure we would have explored journeys that some of us as organizations have done. But being digital has made it so much easier to do. You know, to run virtual workshops, 5,000 of them went digital overnight. And we can talk to our members through this community. They can talk to each other. They get a similar support that they get in a physical environment online. Now, we probably didn't anticipate that that was going to be the case, because we didn't need to. But when forced into this, we've responded very quickly and realized we've got a really great way through your app or through Zoom of talking to our members. And it's great that there's businesses out there that have reacted really, really quickly. So, you know, and tough time for many businesses. But I think if you're in the health and wellness space, it's a more relevant topic probably than ever. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing to support as many people as possible.
Yeah, I think the majority of people are tuned in to hear what we've got to say at the moment. So, yeah, thank you for that. And so that's a lot of the practical side of it. Honey, do you want to quickly share any of the sort of psychological principles maybe behind setting yourself up to win?
Well, I think really it isn't rocket science, you know. It's about really just thinking about how health needs to be something that you prioritize, not just an afterthought. It's not just, you know, I know we lead busy lives, and even when we're all at home and we're really stretched because some of us are homeschooling and some of us are working from home and some of us are caring, there's a lot to think about. But I think that health really underpins everything else. And I think this pandemic has brought that home to us all, that without our health, what do we have? Yeah. So that really should be something that we should be investing in. And I think things like the WW app that focus not just on our weight, but on our holistic health, our mental health, our sleep patterns, our ability to relax and unwind, to deal with stress, to monitor what we're eating, to monitor how much we're moving. Mm. That is going to be key going forward to us as a nation, something we can all get behind. And I think the other thing is that many people have been quite isolated and quite lonely. And even those people with people at home have said, look, I miss my friends, or I miss a community. So I think what better time really than to join a community of other people who, like you, want to turn things around now. We are waking back up as a nation. We are getting moving again. And now's the time to think about our health as we go forwards.
And to be clear then, Anna, the Weight Watchers, it's the app or the program will link people up. Excuse me. Link people up.
So
I haven't got COVID.
It's interesting because we're an established business for over 50 years. And I think still people have connotations of it being just where you go to those groups. And actually, we've moved on so much as a business. The app is really, really brilliant. So check it out at www.com and see what all the benefits of it are. You can still very much join a physical group when we reopen in July or a virtual group, which we're running now. And they're all about helping you build healthy habits, supporting your journey, and as Honey rightly said, connecting you to like-minded people that may have a different goal to you, but we all need someone to help give us confidence and to give you that push you need. And my only advice is, and I've done this in my life, is don't put it off. Focus on your health now, because if you keep putting it off, it's going to take longer for you to get healthy. Whereas if you just start changing your behaviours now, you'll make a difference quicker. I mean, obviously that's obvious, but we've all got this sense of, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or next Monday. And it's like, no, do it tonight. Go for a walk tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, you guys have been very generous with your time and thank you so much for your thoughts. One last thing, Anna, you chose the next song. Can you introduce it and say why you chose it?
Okay. Well, I'm going to introduce you to Gold by Spandau Ballet, that awesome, awesome group.
Brilliant song as well. So yeah, thank you so much and take care, both of you.
Thanks, Peter, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel. Gone. I hope you find a little more time. Remember, we were partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. A love is like a high prison wall.
Go!
That, of course, was the wonderful Spandau Ballet and the song Gold, as chosen by our second guest there, Anna Hill. Hope you enjoyed it, and you're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. We're coming to an end now. We've had some fantastic discussions earlier on. We heard a load of news, heard me waffling on a little bit at the beginning about lockdown and how great it was to be out of, or coming out of lockdown, and seeing more of the family members. And I hope that you too are able this coming week to be able to spend a bit of time with some of your loved ones. And please remember what we talked about earlier. Remember about getting a sweet spot buddy if you haven't got one already. Somebody to help you through the difficult times. Somebody to help you as you come out of lockdown to get fitter, to eat healthier, to be in control of your diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2. My view is everyone needs a sweet spot buddy, and you as a person with diabetes need to address that, need to try and find somebody. Maybe you can find somebody else who has diabetes and you can help each other, but don't look for someone who's a soft touch, okay? Don't look for someone who's going to just pat you on the back and just speak nice things to you all the time. You want somebody who is going to call you higher, going to help you more by challenging you and encouraging you, and will give you a healthy balance. So I hope that you can find that. It sounds like the WW app and their meetings may well provide that sort of situation where you've got somebody who is like-minded, who might be able to keep you accountable and help you. My own organization, Undefeated, you can go to their website, undefeated.org. We are just in the process of getting some things together. Our passion is to help you prevent amputations, to prevent foot-related problems to do with diabetes, which obviously so often can lead to amputation. But as part of that, we will be helping you to live in control of your diabetes, because it is so, so important that your blood sugars are well controlled in order for your feet to be able to heal up if you get a problem, to avoid getting any complications from long-term high blood sugars. It really, really is important. So keep your eyes open. We'll be talking more about the diabetes sweet spot. We'll be talking more about diabetic sweet spot buddies. And we'll be talking more about Undefeated as well. Thank you so much for listening this week. I do hope that you have found it valuable. Try and get any of your friends along. There may well be many people out there who don't even know they've got diabetes. Somebody who maybe has pre-diabetes. And you can't always judge by looking at someone. There can be people who are overweight, obese, who haven't got diabetes. There can also be people who are skinny who have got diabetes. But if you hear of anyone, if you know of anyone, then please point them in the direction of the show. It's a way that they can listen into some advice in a safe environment without feeling that they're necessarily being chastised for the way that they've lived their life so far. We're all in this together, and I hope that we can learn how to live in control with this disease, which can be absolutely devastating, but doesn't need to be. So thank you for your time. Please have a safe time this week. Have a healthy time this week. Have an enjoyable time this week. Hopefully meeting up with some of those loved ones. Take good care, and may God bless you. And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Olsen with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care, and God bless.